Chapter 6, Communication in Organization. Internal communication. The purpose of internal communication, mainly to exchange information and to motivate staff. What is very important that there has to be a lot of free flow of communication within the organization. What is more important is that there should be coordination and harmony. The free flow of communication means every person can have access to another person's ideas. When there's free flow of communication, when there's motivation, exchange of ideas and views, internal communication will go in a more orderly manner. Now, when you talk of media of internal communication, that means various ways of exchanging information, but within the organization, internal, within. First and foremost, notice board. When you talk of a notice board, the idea of a notice board is that whatever is put up on the notice board, it could be related to a specific topic. It is put in a manner whereby everybody has access as far as reading the notice board is concerned. One aspect of a notice board, it should be attractively laid out. When we say attractively laid out, that means written in an orderly manner, which is easily understandable to the others. When we talk of public address system, a public address system is used in case of emergency or urgent announcements. For example, if the fourth floor of the building has caught a fire, then through the public address system, there can be an announcement that people, please take the exit from gate number 4. So, it is used when there are urgent announcements to be made as well as make important announcements. Intercom, internal facility, so that you save time instead of sending a pune. Emails can be accessed at any point of time. Today, of course, we have SMS, BBM chat, but emails also can be used for internal communication. Meetings. Meetings require people to be present. That means both parties have to be present. Publication. What do we mean by publication? Ideally, it gives employees information about the company. So, when you talk of publication, first and foremost, all the details as far as the company is concerned. Its history, activities, policies. That means from the time it started, where is it today? What are the activities taken so far over a period of years? All the policies. And they build up a sense of identification with the company. When you talk of a publication, ideally, it is for the people there in that organization to know what has happened over a period of years. What is the latest development? Forms of internal communication. House journal, bulletin, newsletter. When you talk of house journal, periodical magazine. That means it could be at regular intervals. Having own format and style. It is meant for distribution of the members. As we are talking of internal communication, something which is known as a house journal, it is meant for distribution of its members. It encourages participation in the company's activities. We get to know as to what exactly has happened as far as the activities of the company are concerned. Bulletin. It is a short publication for the purpose of announcing important or special official information. When we talk of a bulletin, it has a particular purpose. When we talk of a bulletin, it is a method of keeping the morale of the employees by giving them timely information. How can we get bonding and cohesion as far as our employees are concerned? We keep them updated with information. Let them know as to what are the recent developments, what are the developments which are going to be taking place and what are the developments which have taken place. So ideally, you're keeping yourself connected. You're making the employees feel that you are approachable. when you talk of bulletin, since it is related to timely information, that it creates a sense of unity and loyalty among the employees. Newsletter. When we talk of a newsletter, it can mean that we are wanting to inform, advise, advertise, and communicate. Take for example, you're a member of a club. The club will give details about the upcoming activities. The club will keep all the members informed as to what are the developments which will be taking place. The club will inform members who have been present as well as absent. So the active members as well as the inactive members. When you talk of a newsletter, ideally, as we say, it is issued periodically so that you're keeping them or the others updated. External. When we talk of external communication, of course, as the word suggests, it is outside the organization. When we talk of external, an organization projects an image of itself to the public through its communication and conduct. When we talk, an organization projects an image of itself. What is the image? What others perceive you to be? How do people perceive another organization? Through its products, through quality of the products, through the services, after-sales services, lot of aspects to it. So when we talk of image, of itself to the public, who's the public? Public is a group of people having common circumstances, situations, goals. So, for example, if people have purchased a product from your organization, it's a high-end product. They realize that it is faulty. So four of them get together and realize that the product which we've got is faulty. So they approach you. What is common? That all four of them are having a problem with the product. And then the follow-up and after-sales services will play an important role. The good administration and efficient management can build up a good credit standing. That is when we talk of efficient management. How are the people handling, say, customer complaints in an organization? How are the people dealing with the customers? All those aspects are important when we talk of external communication. External communication. When we talk of external communication, monitoring and setting up communications and relationships with segments of the public through various media builds a positive image of the organization. I have to continuously monitor as a part or as an individual of that organization. How is my message reaching to the audience? Say we have an advertisement. Is the advertisement appealing to the audience? Is the advertisement actually conveying the message in the manner which we want it to be conveyed? So, monitoring and setting up communication, very important aspects, because we have to go in an orderly manner to see positive results. We have to go in an orderly manner to achieve our goals or objectives. The more people know about the organization, its policies and regard to employees and customer services, the better will be the response to advertisement and recruitment notices. What is the key purpose of letting people be aware of your products? That will generate interest. The moment you let people know that this is the product, the moment you let people know what are the benefits of the product, the moment you let people know how is it that you're better than the competitors, then ideally you're generating an interest. Monitoring and setting up communications and relationships with segment of the public, very important, because you have to constantly work towards setting up a cohesion with the public. That means working towards the benefit of the public. The segment of the world outside which the organization is concerned. We spoke of public sometime back. Their customers, financiers, educational institutions, voluntary organizations, general public. When you talk of general public, it could include the financiers, the creditors, suppliers, dealers. All of these come under public. Customers, they form a close and manageable public. The organization has constant contact with them. It is said that the customer is the king. So very important to keep yourself in contact with the customers. It is very important to look into any complaint which could be an urgency. It is very important whereby I am actually focusing on the needs of the customers. The relationship is of the buyers or the users of the service provided. When I am the customer, that means I have purchased or I am the buyer. So, very important as far as customers are concerned, because the needs or the customer's taste, style and preference has to be looked into. A good database of customers helps the organization to manage communication easily. When there is a record, when there are details, when ideally you have updated data, it makes it easier, because you will realize that at a click you have all the details of the customers as and when required. Finances. Say you have your own company. The shares are listed. People have invested in shares. Now they realize that the markets are not doing good. So the prices of the shares go down. So it is very important to keep your customers updated. It is very important to handle the customers effectively. It is very important that you let them know about the profits, what is your plan for the future, potential market growth, etc. Through annual and other reports, there are ways and means to communicate with the customer. But ideally, a customer should get updated information regularly. Today, of course, with email, it gets easier for us to send out information to all the customers. Finances, banks, creditors, shareholders, stockbrokers, donors, sponsors, all these come under finances. We will discuss this in depth. When you talk of institutions, take for example, you are heading an organization. You want more and more people to know of your product. So, you get involved with corporate social responsibility. An example here, you decide that out of the 50 employees working in my organization, I want to hire 20 people who are physically challenged. So, what are you doing? You're working for the welfare of the society, but you're also looking into corporate social responsibility. You're contributing to society. Companies sponsor activities, training. Very important for companies to sponsor various activities. Today, in some of the organizations, we do have a special yoga hall or a meditation center for its employees. We do have some sports and recreation for the employees. So that besides work and training, this aspect is also focused on. Give donations for prizes, scholarships, special departments to educational and welfare institutes, hospitals, orphanage. When you talk of institutes per se, all these come under institutes. Whether it is a welfare institute or it is a hospital or an orphanage. But the idea is that when we talk of external public, we are focusing on the overall. And when we talk of something like corporate social responsibility, we are focusing on how we can contribute to the external world. That means when I hire people within my organization, I am also contributing somewhere for the development of society. Voluntary organizations. When you talk of voluntary organizations, they have various interests and watch all aspects of a company's activities. Now, what are we trying to say here? The two-way communication with them enables the company to maintain a good relationship. Take for example, environmentalists. What do they ideally look into? A better environment, What do they ideally look into? How to make people aware that we need to be more environment conscious. We need to take care of our environment. So when you talk of voluntary organization, environmentalists, consumer protection groups, women's rights groups, all these come under voluntary organizations. They all contribute for the betterment in their respective fields. General public, it can be influenced by advertisement, mass communication, for example, a hoarding. What you see actually when the hoarding is put up, does it influence your thought process? The hoarding will have a picture as well as a few words. So the eye appeal here. Does the picture affect you or influence you? So affect your thought process. So ideally, various ways to reach out to the public. Communication. The aim of communication is the transference and understanding of information. Conveying it appropriately. Letting it reach to the opposite person or opposite people in a manner whereby it is exactly interpreted the way I want it to be interpreted. An organization's communication comprises every message that puts out in the media, and it includes actions and activities which form non-verbal communication. Any organization, it communicates to the public. How? Advertising, publicity. What is publicity? Wider circulation. What is advertisement? Generate awareness. So, through various forms of communication, we reach out to the public. It could be through a brochure, it could be through an advertisement, it could be through a documentary film. We reach out to the public. The messages in organizations are conveyed. There's written and oral communication for internal as well as external organizations. Internal, as we said, could be memo. External could be various other forms of communication, say email, though email can be used for internal communication too. We now discuss, say for example, letters. Letter, a form of written communication, could be conveyed or can be conveyed through postal system. Reports. Reports are submitted from subordinate to top management. It is a logical presentation of data, facts, details, figures. Press handouts or press release. A press release is a formal method of giving the media information. A press release is actually concise and it is related to specific information. A press release has the 5 W's: who, what, when, where, why. So, take your case. If probably Cadbury's comes up with another chocolate. So, what are the various aspects to it? How is this different? What about its packaging? What is the deal which we are getting with this? So, various aspects with or related to this. Advertising, open house. When you talk of open house, ideally, as the word suggests, it is a day when the public is kept updated with information and they can actually visit that place. Say if people want to purchase a home, for that one day, that home is open to prospective buyers so they can visit. So open house. Exhibitions, fairs, shows, sponsorships, conferences and seminars. All these are aspects of communication. When you talk of exhibitions, fairs, shows, seminars, conferences, of course you're relating to a larger audience. Something like an exhibition, something like a fair, something like a sponsorship, it's catering to a large number of people. Letter. Generate goodwill by giving prompt and courteous response to requests, help and complain. Ideally, very often, especially when we need to apologize or we need to accept that it is a mistake on our behalf. Maybe a person has purchased a product but it's turned out to be faulty. So we've got to handle the complaints effectively. we've got to realize that when we're putting forward our apology, we do so in a genuine manner, because it is ideally our fault and we need to handle complaints effectively. Reports, for example, regarding accounts, audits, directors, functions, gatherings. As we just discussed some time back, ideally a report is meant for reviewing progress. A report will probably come up with some evaluation. Ideally, a report will probably make you realize what the entire situation is all about. Press release, who, what, when, where, why. So, launching of a car. So, who's ideally done it? What is so exceptional about this car? When was it launched? Where and why? So, when we talk of the Nano, what is so exceptional about it? That it's a four-wheeler, affordable to common man. Nobody has manufactured a four-wheeler at this cost. Advertising. Ideally, advertising is controlled, identifiable means of communication. When I say controlled, identifiable means of communication, how do people get to know of my product? How do they identify? You can identify with a product through a symbol, through a logo, through a trademark. Various ways of identifying with a product. For example, when we see the word Cadbury's, the font, the D and the B. The font is something unique. So, we identify through a symbol, through a logo, through maybe the font, which is very exceptional here. Various ways of identifying with a product. Open house, as we said, opportunity for the people to get acquainted with the organization, because you do get a chance to directly interact with the people who are acquainted with that organization. You may be a part of the public, but you're meeting people who are directly involved or acquainted with that organization. Visits keep the public informed and helps in maintaining good relation. So ideally you've arranged for a visit, say at the car showroom. So the public is informed and you have special hours whereby the public can come and visit the showroom. Then maybe a test drive and so forth, so on. Exhibition, to display products and provide information. The idea of having an exhibition is that you display or put forward your products. And it is always important that when products are displayed, it gets easier for the consumer to understand the advantages and disadvantages of the product as compared to, say, a brochure or any other information. Fairs and shows, it provides an opportunity for interaction. Most important, you can clarify your doubts. You will get a number whereby you can call up and also ask further questions, further clarifications. Any doubts, if at all. So, when you talk of fairs and shows, ideally a platform whereby you can interact and you can get in touch with the person anytime so that all the doubts are solved as in relation to a particular product or as far as what you've ideally seen there. Sponsorship, it is used for advertising and to appear as friendly and socially responsible. As we discussed, CSR, corporate social responsibility. That could be one aspect, or somewhere you want to generate or get the goodwill, so you ideally sponsor an event. When you talk of external communication, mass communication, radio, television, newspaper, direct mail. See, when we talk of Facebook, when we talk of social sites like Facebook, Twitter, Orkut, we ideally see advertisements there. So, it's reaching out to the masses. It's reaching out to a large number of people at the same time. When you talk of word of mouth plays a very important role. Ideally, if you want to purchase a product, word of mouth does have an impact on your thought process. Because when you talk of hearing about a product through somebody and then you decide to purchase it, you will always feel more convinced since you have heard it from someone who's close to you. So word of mouth plays a very important role. We wind up with chapter 6. Thank you very much.